WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Good morning. Steve Glador, editor of Cleveland Magazine on the hotline. Hello, friend. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, buddy. I tweeted at you on Saturday because I was looking over your list of the Power 100. And I just kind of wondered how you came up with the list, and it was an interesting list of who's who around Cleveland. So it's in the latest edition of the magazine. Tell me how you came up with the list, first of all.
Sure. So since we've been doing this, we start with the list. So last year's Power 100, we send out a survey, and we ask them, you know, who gained power in the last year, who lost power in the last year, what people should we be watching, you know, what people are on the rise, those kind of things. And then once we tabulate their survey, we go back and look through the news of the last year, you know, who's retired, whose company's had a big year, who's really made an impact in the community. And that's kind of the judgment that we use in this list.
How do we define power?
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. I think, you know, a lot of people have different definitions of it. And the way that we see it through several lenses. So what impact do you have on the community? We look at, you know, the corporations that these people lead and, you know, what kind of salaries are they putting out there? You know, we see people who can get things done. And I think that that's an important thing, too. Who's the person that you call when you need to get things done? And so I think those are the kind of lenses that we're looking at when we're looking at power in Cleveland.
I just circled a few on the list there. As I said, these are all Snyder's friends, basically. Paul Dolan, for obvious reasons. Dan Gilbert, obvious reasons. Chris Ronan, great guy over University Circle. Toby Cosgrove, a who's who. As you put together the top five, though, a couple of sports. Let me start with Dave Gilbert. Obviously a guy that has meant a lot to the community through the Sports Commission, right?
Yeah, and I think the other thing that we know him from is from Destination Cleveland. I think that, you know, the travel industry, especially post-RNC and leading up to the RNC, has really changed this community. They've done such a great job of making the city easy for tourists to come and have a good time. I mean, when you end up on National Geographic Traveler's list of best places to see this year, you know you're doing things right. And I think that that's really a testament to what they've done over at Destination Cleveland. And wrapped into that, you know, like we're going to have the NCAA Division I Wrestling Championships here in a month or so. And I think that those things are really awesome to see what's happening in Cleveland from a sports perspective. And Dave Gilbert really has a lot to do with that.
Dan Gilbert, who owns the Cavs at number 11, a guy that plays for him is LeBron James. He comes in at number 4.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, I think that LeBron brought us a championship, and so that's going to put him up there pretty high. But I think, you know, the other thing that we look at for LeBron is really he's been an outspoken advocate and really about making change, you know, wearing equality on his shoes. And you know, what he's done with his foundation to try and make Northeast Ohio a better place is really impressive, just as impressive as what he does on the basketball court.
Mayor Frank Jackson, number 3, obvious reasons. But let me get to 2 and 1. Number yep. 2 first. Beth Mooney, the chairwoman, and I think that is a key word. Sadly, even nowadays, still, when it's someone of her stature heading a corporation like KeyCorp, sadly, it's still news when a woman is doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, she was the first woman CEO of a top 30 U.S.-led bank. She was just named Banker of the Year by American Banker magazine. And, you know, a lot of that's for the good work that she's done. She was really instrumental in a takeover merger with First Niagara Financial Group, which was about $4.1 billion takeover, which has really moved them into New York. And, you know, she's really just so civically involved too. If you look at the boards across town, she's on the most influential boards in town. And really, since she's come to town, made a difference here in Cleveland.
Absolutely. Okay, now, number 1 on your list, and this is news, I guess, Ron Richard, President and CEO over at the Cleveland Foundation.
Yeah, so, you know, I mean, Ron's been in our top 25, top 30 for a number of years. And, you know, I think it really just goes to show how important these foundations are in Northeast Ohio, and especially the Cleveland Foundation. They gave out 4,400 grants in 2016 at $93.6 million. And they have their hand in just about every project you can think of, from the Public Square to Irish Town Bend to things from behind the scenes work in the school district. You know, when Mayor Jackson was putting together his initiative to help the lesser in Cleveland, the Cleveland Foundation was at the table for that. And I think that that's, you know, really a testament to what they're doing here. So, you know, with a mayor's transformation initiative, neighborhood transformation initiative, the Cleveland Foundation was a part of that. And I think that, you know, not just the money that they're putting out there, but also the way that they're kind of leading the discussion in Northeast Ohio about green space and energy and school reform. I think that that's where you see a lot of the influence that Cleveland Foundation and Ron Richard have in the community.
Did Snyder, tell me he was 101 maybe.
101.
Okay, that's what I thought. He should be in the top 100, but that's beside the point. Good list. Steve Glador, Cleveland Magazine. Thanks for the time.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.